for example, PA after the desertion carry. Today's date is 02/16/2026. Dictation is for Miss Deborah Potter. Potter spells P-O-T-T-E-R. Deborah spells D-E-B-R-A. Date of birth is 02/10/1960. This is a six-year-old female here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Mr. Potter has a history of hypertension, anxiety, hypercholesterolemia, vitamin D deficiency, and peripheral edema. Is here for follow-up for these conditions. Medication refill, she states. Since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care.
Sample people, yeah. I'll be right here. Tell me doing some dictation. Okay. How are you doing?
I'm good, Mark.
You had a good weekend?
Yes, you?
Yep, pretty good.
A little bit.
Yep.
Next paragraph, review assistant. Patient reports increased weight, increased swelling in her lower extremities around her face and eyes. Also increased swelling in her hands, period. She says she's getting concerned about her kidney or heart, as she has a brother with similar symptoms and he is suffering from cardiac issues, period. She indicates that whenever she walks, she will get shortness of breath. Also, she'll experience shortness of breath with climbing upstairs, period. She denies chest pain. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 181 over 83. Pulse 115. Respiration 20. Temperature 96.9. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema. Correction, there is peripheral edema, 2 plus spitting edema in the lower extremities and the upper extremities. There is swelling around their eyes, bilateral. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended, secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions is normal, mood and affect is normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is shortness of breath, number 2 is tachycardia. Number 4 is weight loss. And peripheral edema. Correction, weight gain. And peripheral edema. Number 5, anxiety. Number 6, vitamin D deficiency. Number 7, hypertension. Number 8, hypercholesterolemia. Period. Next paragraph. Today in the clinic, today we did labs. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D, and the BNP. Next paragraph. EKG was done today. EKG reveals left atrial enlargement, incomplete right bundle branch block, and anterior septal infarct. This is an abnormal EKG. I will refer this patient to a cardiologist. She indicated that she has a cardiologist whose name is Dr. Cunningham at Methodist, Houston Methodist. And she would like to go there as a consultation was completed for her. Next line, I would like to have a chest x-ray for this patient to assess her cardiac silhouette. And today we did an ultrasound. Ultrasound include lower extremities. echo, and abdomen. Our EF is in the upper 50s. Next paragraph. Patient will be sent to a cardiologist for further evaluation. Our medication were refilled as follows: Lasix, 60 milligrams, 1 PO daily. This was increased from last time because of increased edema. The next line, potassium 20 ml equivalent, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, metoprolol, succinate, 100 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, simvastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Atarax, 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. The next medication, irbesartan / hydrocortisone, 300/12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, vitamin D, 50,000 units, you take 1 PO weekly for 90 days. Next medication, escitalopram, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, correct, no more medication. Patient was reassured. She was advised with the importance of following up with a cardiology specialist that I consulted with, and to come back to the clinic if she's worse, especially if she has significant exertional dyspnea, and if movement caused her symptoms. She says she understands and will comply. End of the patient.